And we'll go back to, if you remember, we had a whole series, it was on Zoom, so nothing really counts on Zoom. But we were doing for a while on Zoom the issues related to the kitchen. So I want to go back to Belina, the next week we'll get into the sugya of nat bar nat, which is so nageya. You cook the noodles and then flesh your kapat and you want to eat the cheese and all these. We'll do that for 1 week and then we'll have Hanukkah. We'll do a Hanukkah topic. And I don't know what we're going to do after Hanukkah, so we'll see. We'll see. Suggestions are always welcome. Just I don't want anyone to feel like there's some certain topics that people want to learn about that we haven't yet covered, Baruch Hashem, in the many years. I'm always open to suggestions. Doesn't mean we're going to do them. I did that in yeshiva and a boy's like, I want to learn Chukas Ha'akum. Chukas Ha'gayim. I said, that's too big. That's a very, very big sugya. So smaller sugyas are easier. But if anyone has anything specific that they think would be interesting, I'm more than happy to hear suggestions. And maybe if it's Shaykh, we'll learn a little bit about it as well. Okay, so we left off on the Mar Mekoyim sheet. So you should have a booklet that says a number 2, number 3, and then it says, in Yonei Choyle B'Shabbos. Okay, hopefully that works out. So if you remember last week, we left off last week, we were getting into the nitty-gritties of electricity. And we basically came out with, for argument's sake, not that everyone agrees to this, especially in Eretz Yisrael, they probably don't, that Amir Lenoch, to electricity when there's no incandescent light bulb is probably a Nisa Derabban. That was the way Rabbi Belsky wrote it, and that's the way I think many of the contemporary Svarim write like that. That's only a Nisa Derabbanon, whatever the Nisa Derabbanon is, we spoke last week, and therefore would be mutter under the banner of Shvus to Shvus. So we left off last week trying to figure out when exactly is there Shvus to Shvus, under what criteria are you allowed to ask a guy to do certain malacha. So we left off last week, we were starting to talk about going to shul. Let's say, for example, someone goes, let's say someone's in the hospital with their wife and they want to leave the hospital to go daven with a minyan. So they're going to ask the security guard to please walk in front of the electric doors so I can leave. And that would be a shvus to shvus, letzarech what? So letzarech to daven with a minyan. So we mentioned that in the Sefer Aruch HaShabbos written by Rabbi Rubin from Eretz Yisrael, he thinks that's okay, that's permissible. Or let's say, for example, someone is in a wheelchair and there's no Eruv, meaning it's a community that has an Eruv, but the Eruv is down, which means the area is only a Karmelis, because if the area would not be allowed to have an Eruv, which would mean it's a Rishus Rabban Deraisa, it's not Shvus to Shvus. So he says you can ask someone to push the Chayla in the wheelchair so he can get the Shul. But we left off last week, we said it's not so Pashut. Why? Because if you look in 16b, the Chavis Yo'ir, Rabbi Yo'ir Backrack, one of the unique Svarim that it was named for his grandmother, or his mother, Chava. He named the Sefer after his mother, I think his mother, his grandmother, Chavas Yo'ir. His name was Yo'ir Bakrak. He lived in the 18th century. So he comes up with a very, very controversial Chiddush. He writes, number 16b, on the first page, he writes, he says, U'motzi mash'enkim izmanenu, mikomokam hare'im, harigam l'espal ba'asare enoi mitzvah kulehai. He writes, the daven with a minyan is not enough of a mitzvah to say shvus to shvus l'tzarech mitzvah. Avad, we are very pro davening with a minyan, and we endorse davening with a minyan. It's a very special davening with a minyan, but the Chavis Yo'ir held that davening with a minyan is not enough of a mitzvah to justify shvus to shvus l'tzarech mitzvah. And he writes, he quotes it from a Maril in Hilchos Eirvin, Gabi'ei Marivin Rak L'dvar Mitzvah, De'lispal be'asara kal me'leilich l'mishteh nesun. He says, to daven with a minyan is less, it's a lower level mitzvah, than it is to go partake in a chasana. It's amazing, because if you ask people if you have a choice to go to a chasana, if you have a choice to daven with a minyan, everyone thinks, of course, it's more important to daven with a minyan. Maril says, no. He writes, but v'choli lo lonu l'ma'at b'mitzvah saseh shen mikdash t'b'serech b'nei Yisrael. Avada says the Chavis Yo'ir, don't think for a second I'm belittling the significance of davening with a minyan. Shehu kadesh, shehu baruch hu ba'asara, which, again, a minyan gives you the ability to make dover shebikdusha. U'b'schar amon v'anias amen, yehesh mei rabba, im kol zeh. With all that included, einoi mitzvah saseh dumya deram yale. It's still not a mitzvah saseh. Gam lo yinis batal im yamay d'vchutza. So the Chavis Yo'ir has a gevaldik chiddush. He says that davening with a minyan is not good enough. So let's say, for example, this happens all the time. Let's say, for example, you're in a building, and for some reason to get around the building or to navigate where you need to go, you're going to have to ask a guy to open something electrical for you. And you say, I'm going to daven with a minyan. Chavis Yo'ir says, so what? That's not enough. Daven in your room. Daven in your apartment. Now, he does say, I cut off the piece. He says, but if you're number 10, then it's different. Let's say, for example, you're number 10, and without you, there's no minyan, the whole minyan falls apart. Then the Chavis Yo'ir says, he has a raya from a Gemara in Brachis, with Rebbe Eliezer, who was Meshachar Avdoi, that whole famous Gemara. So then he says, that's good enough. But without that, says the Chavis Yo'ir, nothing doing. That's not good enough. Now, we don't paskin like this Chavis Yo'ir. We don't. We paskin that going to Davo and a minyan is considered mitzvah, and therefore it is considered shvus to shvus and seichel mitzvah. So let's say, for example, you need to get out of your hotel room, or you need to get into the hotel or someone else's house, whatever the situation may be, and the only way to get there, to get to the minyan, would require asking a goy to do some form of a electric malacha, it would be more than 100%. Yeah.
Different if you're not asking and you're just following.
So there is something called remiza. There is something called remiza, which we're going to learn about in a few, that even if you can't do amil anocha, you can do remiza. Now, how do you do remiza? So the way you have to do remiza is you got to make sure you're doing two things. You're not telling the guy to do anything prohibited on Shabbos, and you're not directly commanding the guy to do so.
That's what I mean. If you see a group of people going...
No, that's fine. That's fine. That would be fine. 100%. That's the best. The best would be is follow the line. So if there's a bunch of goyim that are walking through the door, then you just follow. Problem is, let's say you're at a bad time, and there's no traffic. No one's coming and going. So then you're just going to go over to the guard and say, do me a favor. You know, like... So now if the guard looks at you and he's like... And you'll be like, yeah, no, I'm not allowed to leave with the electric door. So the guy has got a half a brain in his head, so he gets up. So if he says, do you want me to open the door for you? You can't say yes. Because if you say yes... So it's like a direct command. He becomes your shliach. So you just have to say, repeat again. I'm not allowed to go through the doors when the electricity's on. And if he has, if he's smart enough, he'll chop and he'll do it for you.
Is there any difference if a Jewish person, which happens, asks you, do you want me to do this for you?
It would be worse. It would be worse.
But if you say nothing, are you supposed to say no?
Yeah, I would say no to the Jew. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because you don't want to, you do malachah on Shabbos. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's much harder. So here in America, your person's in a hospital, right? So you're sitting in the waiting room and you're waiting to leave to go out to David. So you see, there's tons of people walking in. There's people that are clearly not Jewish. They, you know, the color of their skin gives it away. So you know they're not Jewish. In Eretz Yisrael, it's very hard. Just because they're not wearing a yarmulke doesn't mean they're not Jewish. It's just, statistically, they probably are Jewish. And then you bedavka don't want to be nene from a malacha done from a Yisrael. So that would be worse, right? But yeah, Avada, I'm saying if you can walk and follow the mass, that's the best. The best would be is you just let someone else open the door and you just follow. But let's say you're at an off hour and there's no one coming and going. So you say to one of the guards, you say to a nurse, you say to a doctor, could you do me a favor? Could you just walk? You know, all you got to do is walk on the carpet. Because when you walk on that carpet, it activates the doors and you go out. But could you just ask me, do me a favor, could you just walk here? So that would be a shvus to shvus, letzarech mitzvah, which would be mutter. Now, so we don't...
Jews walk through in front of you, not for you, they did it for themselves.
Yeah, but the question is, are you going to be nene from Nisra and Shabbos? The police can say you shouldn't. You're going to be nene from... And I said they did something wrong. So you're going to be nene from that malacha. So it would be better not to. It would be better to let them...
So any hana is not allowed if a Jew does it?
It's complicated. It depends. It gets tricky. If they say someone cooked by mistake accidentally for you on Shabbos, are you allowed to be nene from the food? When are you allowed to be food nene from the food? All these shows that happen, someone accidentally touches something on the crack pot on Shabbos and all of a sudden they didn't realize that they were cooking. It's tricky. It's not simple. The simple answer is usually not. The answer is usually not. So anything that a non-Jew does for you is a lot better than anything a Jew does for you. So we don't paskin like this to the Chavis Yor, presumably. So let's go back to other heterim. We'll come back to this Rabbi Yor backrack in a few minutes. But let's talk number 17 in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah talks about, this is what we started to talk about, Kavod HaBrios. One of the major heterim that we need to familiarize ourselves with is called Kavod HaBrios. What is Kavod HaBrios? It means, you know, to be a respectable person, not to embarrass yourself or to embarrass your physical well-being. So we were discussing at the end of Shiyat last week, Ronnie and others were pointing out, and Jeff was pointing this out to us, that there is in many bathrooms, you have, if you have an underground bathroom, so you need to use an electric pump to pump out the toilet to get rid of all the stuff in the bathroom. So the problem is on Shabbos, if you're going to flush enough times, you're going to activate that electric pump, and that's a problem on Shabbos. So the question is, but that's Kavod HaBrios, right? You can't expect a person to sit with the stuff sitting in the, you know, it's very, very repulsive on Shabbos. So the shaila is, can you flush the toilet knowing that you're going to be triggering off an electric experience because of Kavod HaBrios? Now, for sure you can ask a goy. That would be for sure, Matana. How do I know that? Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah number 17. Mishnah Berurah, I forgot to write where it is. Mishnah Berurah is talking about over here the malachin of grinding, of teichin. So he writes that if you have something which is, let's say you have a substance that dried, and now you want to scrape it away, right? You have that chalon stain that gets into your suit on Shabbos, so you want to scrape it out. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in number 17, he writes that afagav davim malacha shein tzvichel gufa, even though if you want to megarer it, you want to scrape it out, it would only be a rabbinic prohibition because it's malacha shein tzvichel gufa. Al kolponim esura mia ikul kolam, it's still awesome at Rabbanon. And it's mutter through a non-Jew. So if you have a very big stain of a certain type of dirtiness on your jacket, you might be able to ask a guy to squash it out. Why? It's only Nisad Rabbanan. We're not Matar Surah Rabbanan. So the Shartzian writes, It's covered abrius. Shleilech bebegodim luchlochim shari, because you're not going to walk around with dirty clothing. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's havi shvus to shvus. So right away you see that shvus to shvus is mutar lekavod abrius. So let's say, for example, you need to go to the bathroom. There's only one bathroom in the hospital floor. You need to go to the bathroom. So you're going to hold it in for 25 hours. So then you'll ask a guy to walk in front of you in the bathroom. He'll activate the lights. And once the lights are activated, then you'll go to the bathroom. Now, that would be l'chayr shvus to shvus l'tzarech mitzvah. So the same thing, let's say, for example, you have that you have a sewer, you have an underground pump. So you might be able to ask a guy to flush it to get everything out for covered abrius. Now, you might not be able to do it yourself, but you'd be able to ask a guy. So shvus to shvus is mutter l'covered abrius. So that's another heter to keep in mind. We'll talk about a case with Ramesha Feinstein. Let's say, for example, the bathroom light goes out in your house. And you're having, you know, even if you're not having guests, but you're having, you know, it's not so practical for everyone to use the bathroom with the door open. So there might be a shell of covered abrius. Right? So you need to be able to use the bathroom, and you can't use the bathroom with the lights out. So that would be enough. Again, if you have five bathrooms in your house, and there's only two people, we spoke about this when we learned Telchus Cholamayit, right? You have five bathrooms and one bathroom stuff. So you have a whole shayla, can I fix it on Cholamayit? What's the shayla? You have four other bathrooms, you know. But you're talking about you have all your kids over and your grandkids over and it's a packed house. You know, you can't expect the family to go to the bathroom with the light off. It's just not, it's not practical. So that would be another example of Amir Lenoch Yishvus Teshvus, let's start with Kavir Abrius. Right, so that would, like, the automatic toilets would be a problem because you're there. So I'm not sure what you can ask the guy to do for you.
Forget the guy.
Right. So we're going to learn that you might even be able to be over nisa the rabbanon for covered abrius. So that would be the heter for that. So we'll get to that in a second. So if you look at number 19, the Shulchan Aruch over here is talking about hilchos tzitzis. Shulchan Aruch writes, "Noydelo b'Shabbos kishu b'karmelus." Let's say you're walking on Shabbos, you're in a karmelus. Why is it important to know you're in a karmelus? Because it's only awesome the rabbanon. And a karmelus is all our streets today that have erevin. That means it's not a rishus ram deraisa, so therefore it's only a karmelus. And because it's a karmelus, you're able to put up a tzuras ha-pesach and you'll be able to make an erev. But let's say the erev is down 1 week. And you're walking in the street and you realize that your entire outfit you're not allowed to wear because your tzitzis is pasul. So we're not talking about today where you just have to take off your tzitzis. We're talking about you got to take off your whole clothing. You'd have to walk around literally naked in the street because your tzitzis is pasul. And therefore it's not a beggar. If it's not a beggar, you're carrying. But you're only carrying on a rabbinic level. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, in that case, lo yasirenu me'olav. You don't have to take it off. Why? The God will cover abrius. What do you mean God will cover abrius? I'm being over in Nisad Rabbanon. I'm carrying. So you see from over here that you'll be over in Nisad Rabbanon because of cover abrius. So again, let's say, for example, the only toilet, the only bathroom is an electric flush. So you have no choice. Then you'd have to go to the bathroom. Now the place can do point out, we'll get to this later, that you should try to activate it with a shinui. You know, let's say, for example, if it's a sensor, so then you try to walk in a funny way. You'll walk it in an abnormal way. This way you're triggering it with a shinui. It's a little better.
So go back to the bathroom in the hospital. Let's say it's just a single, which a lot of them are, right? It's a single room
right. That
has an automatic light.
Right.
So for covered risk, you can set it off yourself.
If you need to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
If that's the only option. So place can suggest that you should walk in a funny way to say, you know, walk like on the back of your foot or something or backwards. But if that's the only bathroom and that's the only option, yeah, that's it. You can't be expected not to go to the bathroom for 26 hours of Shabbos. Plus, you know, now you have a long Friday night. A person can be in the hospital a whole Friday night.
It's not so friendly. We've mapped out different hospitals.
He knows what to do.
He knows which bathrooms you can go to. Right,
right. You have to really know.
It's
know.
Like an app.
Right, you should, there probably is.
Maybe it is.
You have to really know your way around. You know, no one should ever have to be in a hospital for so long. But you got to just, again, the truth is it's going to become like this in a lot of places. Hotels are already starting to be like this. And
is it any different if you don't ask the guy in Shabbos and you paid the staff in advance?
So that gets a little bit more tricky. Then the question is if they're working for you, it's the same problem. We paskin on Amir Lenoch, who's also on Friday also. If I ask a guy in Friday, do melacha for me on Matzah Shabbat on Friday night, it's also aser. So it gets a little bit trickier who exactly hires them. We had a shear once here not so long ago. We had a shear once here, it was before COVID, that's already a whole different world. It was about Amir Le'Amir. If you remember, we had a whole shear about Amazon packages. We spoke about Amazon. That's a very negative shayla. I'm always get that shayla almost every week. Someone calls about Amazon, right? I want to place an order on Thursday. It's supposed to come on Friday. He and a hair. Okay. So we had a whole sugi over there. There's a heter maybe called Amira Le Amira. That if I ask one guy and that guy tells another guy, it's called Amira Le Amira. Does that make it any better? So we spoke a lot about that with Amazon. We spoke a lot about that at the hotel. Let's say you go to the front desk. You tell someone at the front desk that the light is on your room. The guy behind the front desk is not coming to do it. He's going to radio to some other guy to come. So that might be Amir Lamir. So Rabbi Asher Weiss didn't like that. He thought that's not Amir Lamir. He thought that's one big Amir, because it's all one big team, the team of the hotel. Okay, so that we spoke about. But in any case, yeah, Amir Lanochi is a Geshmaka topic. But in any case, so Shulchan Aruch Paskins covered a beauty lab Yehovah Nisid Rabban. So that's something you want to keep in mind. Let's quickly go to page 3. Back to page 3 in the Sefer, in number 22, the Sefer called Melochem Amunecha. So he says something very interesting. He says, we mentioned before from the Chavis Yoyim, Yair Bakrek said that if a person wants to daven with a minyan, it's not called Shvus to Shvus. He says an interesting Chav, he says there's one exception. Let's say someone needs to daven with a minyan because he lost a father or mother, he's saying Kaddish. So he said that's already, that davening is not just Tefillah B'Tzi, but that's davening Al Kibra V'Eim. You're going to daven, so you can say Kaddish for a parent. That's already a mitzvah deraisa. That's enough to justify shvus to shvus. So even if Chavetz Yoyer, who said davening with a minyan is not a mitzvah, even he would agree that if you're davening with a minyan in order to say Kaddish for a parent, that would be considered enough of a justifiable mitzvah. Okay.
Going back to the bathroom mission.
Yeah.
It's also deraisa.
What?
It's not just covered up breeze.
Which one?
You can't
about the shaktsu, you mean?
Yeah. Why isn't that?
Okay, but that's okay. I guess technically there are other ways to go to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom, you know, the way they used to go to the bathroom. We're not getting so detailed over here. You could do it. I'm not saying it's impossible. It wouldn't be covered up breeze. To take a bedpan and go to the bathroom would definitely not be covered up breeze, right? Could be. Pata Shaktsu could be sometimes also, yeah.
Regarding the, like, let's say, you know, in the hospital room and the light is going to go on, yeah, to the bathroom, kind of like Patzal and Chavs, when we leave the hospital, like there's not a going through automatic doors, we try to push the stretcher ahead so that'll
uh-huh, that's what they do.
Would you be able to say take uh-huh a chair or something and push into the bathroom?
I'm not sure that. I guess their cheshbon is that's some form of a shinoi. I'm not so sure. That's what they tell Atzal to do? Or that's just what the members do?
Obviously going in.
Going in, you go in, you know, that's it. Everything's mutter going in.
Try to minimize as much as possible.
Right, right. Right, I guess that's some form of a shinoi, right? Even though I guess it's like a double grumma. It's not me, it's the stretcher. Maybe. I hear that. I'm guessing that would be the cheshbon. Okay, so let's just quickly finish up about Shaila's about what you're allowed to bring when the Erev is down. Again, let's say the Erev is down in your community and you need things. What are you allowed to carry with Shvus to Shvus? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in number 23, he says something interesting. He writes, according to the Mechaber that holds Shvus to Shvus is Mutl Tzarech Mitzvah, afilu be'ir she'im ba'eriv, v'einei v'shis rabim k'ma yish'anu tevsim, she'ir she'im ha'shishim ri'i be'einei v'shis rabim. We are not going to get back into that topic of why our streets today are not considered v'shis rabims. Mutl loy me'leinei Yehudi lo'havi loy talisi le'beisek nesus ay sidur ha'chumish. You'll have to ask a guy to bring a talis or sidur ha'chumish. Now I find that interesting because a chumish, I definitely don't understand. You're Yotzi Kriyas HaTorah without chumish. I'm not sure, unless he means chumash for learning. I'm not sure what he means by this. A siddur, I understand. Some people can't daven without a siddur. So it's a tzarech mitzvah. Tefillah is a mitzvah. The talis is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to wear a talis. But the, which we spoke about before, what type of mitzvah is it anyways? Meaning, it's a mitzvah if you have a beggar of dal kanfis. I don't know if it's a mitzvah with, that's a steer and two taisvis, whether or not it's a mitzvah for me to go out and buy a beggar of dal kanfis. But what's the chumash? I guess it must mean to learn from it. I don't know. I guess it'd be some mitzvah via the chumash. That's what it'd have to be. Either learning or shnai mikra. Shnai mikra is a mitzvah.
This is straight up.
No, tell the guy, go across the street. Let's say, for example, here. Let's say for some reason they have to go to another part of the wing of the young Israel over here, outside, and it would be Shaila Ve'eriv. You tell the guy, go across and bring this, that, and the other. No problem. Now, the problem that people have is they go a little crazy with this. They use this heter for everything. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, number 24, the Shulchan Aruch writes very clearly. He says, V'chei nogu heter loymer af lechatchil lein Yehudi lov yishecha. You're allowed to tell the guy to bring beer, oy shar dvarim derech karmelis oy b'lay eriv, to bring other things to a karmelis or when there is no eriv. V'yaf b'shi yesh l'hachma v'dov, you know, you should be careful. V'kom mokom in limchoiz b'yala mekilum l'tzarech Shabbos v'shas atchak. It's not the end of the world if the things that they're bringing are somewhat l'tzarech Shabbos. Because you could be mutter. If you remember, the Mechaber says, Shvos to Shvos, Litzayrich is mutter. Now the question is, what's considered Litzayrich? What's considered necessary for Shabbos? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, number 25, he writes, even Shvos to Shvos needs to have a Tzayrich Gadol, or the Dvar Mitzvah Gemura. It has to be a real mitzvah. Kigoyin, shutar hamashke lekiddush, alavi tavsh lacham, shuchan zude Shabbos. You see, he says eating chalent is considered a mitzvah gemura. So if you need the chalent, so you're allowed to ask the guy to bring the chalent. If you need the kiddush wine, you ask the guy to bring the kiddush wine. But we're going to see later on, let's say you want dessert. You like dessert on Shabbos. Okay. You want to have a Shabbos party. So you can ask the guy to go bring the Shabbos party. All right, let's say, for example, you're in a hotel, and they're having Shabbos party downstairs. So you're going to ask the guy to hit the elevator for you, so you can go downstairs to the main floor, so you can partake in the Shabbos party. What type of heter is that? Is that considered a tzairich Shabbos? It's oinik Shabbos, but it's not necessarily the level of what we call Dvar Mitzvah Gemur. So Mishnah Berurah talks about it. He writes, Kasu v'achreinim, d'mikom ha'kam in l'hok el b'sheikhar, v'ki yoytzebeh mi'advar matzrichim b'Shabbos. Shiev shebelodom el b'deich tzak. You can't survive without them unless it's very difficult. Avdor m'shem tzrichim kol kach, k'en peiris ki yoytzebezeh, like fruit. You go all Shabbos without fruit, right? You'll be okay. Ein l'hok el. Afilu hum reitzer l'sanik b'hem l'kovit Shabbos, even if you want it for any Shabbos. And it's not correct what people do. They send everything through the guy. They want to send different tasteries and other nice things. No, you got to stick to the basic necessities, right? Only what you mamish need for the Shabbos meal. Any extras should not be used on meal and achri.
You could send a guy to the store if you don't have challah for Shabbos.
Potentially, yeah. That would be in Issa
D'Rabbanan. Take money.
Right. Mecca Chumem Kaz in Issa D'Rabbanan. So you tell the guy, yeah. Yeah, I think that would be mutter. If it would be shvosh tzarech mitzvah. If that's still, you have no challah, you have no lechem mishnah, you have no matzah, you have nothing, it would be mutter. You have no wine, you have no grape juice, you have no chamar medina, yeah, it would be mutter. So it's interesting, over in the Sefer Bris Olam, this is written by the Oz Nidburu son. The Oz Nidburu son was Reb Zilber. So his son had a very interesting contemporary sefer. So he writes that Venir de Chozeb is manam de ikrishti ahisa sheikhar. Aval ka yoim de ikrishti hu soda. Te, kafe. Hakol kemina ga odava makam. Today, to go a whole Shabbos without soda, that's nishkan Shabbos meal. So that's mutter. The efshe de harog la habe the peris kagan shesh la daita. Let's say you're on a diet. And that's all you eat. So then you need it. That becomes, it's no longer extra. That's your basic necessities. Now it's interesting, in Chut Shoni, Nissen Karelitz has a gavalda gechidish. He says, let's say, for example, you're stuck in a hotel over Shabbos because everywhere you turn, it's electric. Everywhere you go, there's electric. And your pusher going stir crazy. You had enough. You're going crazy. So he says, that's enough of a shvus to shvus. You can ask the guy to open a door so you can get out just to get some fresh air. Because you're going crazy. You're stirred. You're locked in your room the whole Shabbos. So let's say, again, I'm not sure how far. He's talking about a room. Let's say you can walk around the whole hotel, but you can't leave the hotel. Right? Let's say, for example, every time you go to the electric doors, there's never anyone there, and you're always stuck. So then there's somebody like, I got to get out of here. I need to see, you know, the light of day. I want to get out of the hotel. So he says, again, he's talking about a room. I don't know what he would say about a hotel, but he says in number 27, that's also mutter. That's a tzairich. Kevin David Shvus to Shvus Lotzerich Leiluch Lespal Betzibur Oishulayi. He says Mavorish Leiluch Lespal Betzibur. Not like the Chavis Yoyer Oishulayi Betzar. You shouldn't be on pain. She is segur in the base of the Meshach Shabbos. They locked in your house the whole Shabbos. He'd also be matter Shvus to Shvus. Rabbi Belskov in 28 is talking about electricity with. He's talking about the automatic toilets. So he basically says that it's a derabbanan covered abrius. But he writes, if there's another bathroom, avadi, you should go use the other bathroom. But this is the only bathroom you have. So he says, it would be mutter to use this bathroom, and you'll be able to use it under the banner of Kavod HaBris. Yeah.
Who is it?
This is Rabbi Belsky. Shulchan Aleph is Rabbi Belsky, safe. Okay.
That's
we said earlier. We proved earlier that you're allowed to be over Nisid Rabban and Mishum Kavod HaBris also. So if there's no choice, you have no choice. You got to go to the bathroom. Okay, let's keep moving because we have a lot to get to over here. Now, if you take a look at number 29, he writes like this. This is a typical case. Again, we're veering off a little bit. Tamir Lenochi for a second, and we'll come back to it. He says, let's say, for example, Machashma loy kava. Let's say someone left the light on in the bedroom, which happens very often. Someone left the light on in the bedroom. So now your questions are, what can you do now? So again, if you have 500 bedrooms in the house to sleep in, so go to one of the other bedrooms. If you can sleep with the light on, fine, you can sleep with the light on. Let's say you can't sleep without the light on, there's no other bedrooms, or it's one of the kids' bedrooms, and it's a no-go. You cannot have the lights on. So what do you do now? Again, assuming it's LED or it's not an incandescent light bulb, which depends on your house. You know, again, if it's an incandescent light bulb, you got bigger problems. It's going to be much harder to justify. Then you'll have to do probably remiza. But if it's an LED light, you might be able to get around it. How are we going to get around it? Shvus to shvus. The tzarech. What's the tzarech? You can't stay up a whole Shabbos. That tzarech, you need to have a place to sleep. Or let's say, for example, you have a hotel room where the only way to get into the hotel room is with some form of a magnetic key. So you go down to the main floor to have the Shabbos meal, and then you come up to, and you stare at the door, and you say to yourself, how am I going to get into the door? I'm going to sleep in the hallway. So that's a shvus to shvus l'tzarech. You have to have a place to sleep. So you'd be able to ask a guy to swipe the card and be able to activate it. I happen to have a brother-in-law who's a locksmith, so he does a lot of these jobs. They call him before Shabbos. He changes over all the... He doesn't change over. He just puts in a lock with a key, and then they have a lock and key for Shabbos. But it's most places don't do it. It's not cost-effective, and it's a big tircha. So what do? You're going to sit in the hallway? You're going to sleep in the lobby? So you tell the guy to swipe a few. Let's say there's no guy available. So there's no guy available. What are you going to do? You're going to sleep in the hallway. That's not a Kavod HaBrius issue. It just might be a practical issue. So I go out and tell people, I don't bring anything that valuable to a hotel to start with. I leave my door open. You can come and call Dich V'Yesev Yechel. I got nothing in my hotel room that's of any value. So you can come into my room. But I know people, they get very nervous. They don't want to leave the hotel room unattended. So then you're going to lock it. So then to ask a guy to open it so you have a place to sleep, L'chayra would be mutter. That's a shvus to shvus l'tzarech. You need somewhere to sleep tonight. So he's talking about the light. So he says, mutter likra the nochri. But he says, no, you got to do remiza. Remiza. What's remiza? You tell the guy that the light is bothering me. Again, you can't tell the guy turn off the light. You tell the guy the light's bothering me. Or let's say the hotel room. You tell the guy, you know, I can't get into my room because of the magnetic strip. So now the guy says, do you want me to open it for you? You say, I can't get into my room because of the magnetic strip. So he writes, that's remiza, that's motiv. Anochi yavim yechbu. The kosher can shemut olay mekach sheish beveis a chayla or yeledes. If you have a chayla, it's much better. Now we'll talk hopefully a little later today what type of chayla we're talking about. But if you have someone who's not well or not feeling well, it doesn't mean they're deathly ill. Just they're a little under the weather, they're bedridden. Then you for sure will be allowed to do shvus to shvus. Then if you look on number 30 on the footnote, I was bothered with this kasha. Why is this not shvus to shvus l'tzarech? Isn't that the greatest tzarech that you need someone to sleep Friday night? I mean, he's saying over here, this is Reb Zilberstein. He's saying no. Is this what Zobos did? No, someone else. I don't want to blame anyone. He's saying you need to come on to Remiza. Why do you need Remiza? Why can't it be Shvus to Shvus Letzarech? You need someone to sleep tonight. So he writes in the footnote number 30, he says, and if you can't do Remiza, then you can ask him straight up because it's Shvus to Shvus Letzarech. You know, Lichat Chila, in the best of cases, try to do Remiza. If you can't do Remiza, then in that case, just do Shvus to Shvus Letzarech, a place to sleep.
So this is turning the light off. How about turning the light on?
So turning the light on, right. So remiza only works to take away something, not to turn something on. You wouldn't be able to do remiza to turn the light on. So that's why he's using that case. Mm-hmm. Now let's say, this is what we talked about a little bit last time. This is important. Number 31. Let's say you have a chayla. Chayla she'im be'sachana. Someone has a bad cold, they're bedridden. Flu, COVID, bad stomach. They're in their bed. They're not feeling well. They're very shvach. And you need to be over nisid rabbanan. Let's say the light's bothering them. The lamp, the light, whatever it is, and they want to turn the light off. So amil anochi right away. Now there's no guy. Let's say you're with a patient in the hospital. The nurse is not coming. So Mr. Bir writes in number 31, Hainu shemoto la'aseis afilu kol ha-shvusim. You yourself can perform shvusim for a chayle, v'rak ayide shinui, im hu chayle kol aguf. If it's a chayle kol aguf, and it's just with a shinui. V'ein basakana sefer. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can do it with the shinui. What would it mean doing with the shinui? You hit with your elbow, you turn the light off with your elbow, you turn the thing on with this, the back of your hand, things like that. That would all be mutter if electricity is a shvus. And it's a chayla she'im b'sakon. Now the chayodim takes it a step further. Let's say you can't do a shinui. Says the chayodim, number 32, V'lasis Yisrael dover she'in al medrabonon, yesh matir. The chayodim says some people are matir, dover she'only yasim medrabonon, letzare chayla, straight. Do it with the shinoi. This is all for a chayla. The chayla needs something which is awesome with rabbanan, and the shinoi is not an option, and a guy is not an option. Do it straight up. Now, how do you do a shinoi with electricity? Well, let's say, for example, the sliding doors. Well, let's say, for example, you have the call button in the hospital. So you hit the call button with a funny way. But let's say it's an activated light. How do you activate something in an abnormal way? So if you look at Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, he writes, Efshar Adover, Yadligas Arbishino, Shaloki Dershais Bechol Kagoin, Shiadligas Mara Chashmal Bemefarka. He says, turn on the light with your elbow. Now it's interesting, from a Lomdish standpoint, that's not a real Shinoi. Right? The Malacha is the connecting of the circuit. That's happening the same way. Okay, this is a question that Chorim talk about. At the end of the day, activating electricity is still okay with a shinoi if it's mutter. So again, you turn on, you flip the switch like this, or let's say it's an automatic something. So you walk in a funny way, then therefore you can activate the sensor in an abnormal way. So that's the rule of thumb. So you have aide goy, aide shinoi, and the lowest level, if it's a derabanan, the tzairich, you'd be able even be able to do it yourself when those are not options. The tzairich choli, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That only works as far as turning off, but not turning on.
Remise. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. That same holds true. It's stifling in your room. The air conditioning needs to get on. And the person's not getting it. It's hot in here. And they're looking at you like, so what? So you know what I'm saying?
So the guy you mean?
Yeah.
So the Paiskim today, the contemporary Paiskim today, have a big discussion.
Is AC just similar to heat, just like where?
No, the Gemara says Akol Chayla Eitzal Tzina. That's what the Gemara says. But the question is Akol Tzina Eitzal Cham. It can't be true because for thousands of years they lived without air conditioners.
Yeah, but people change.
Oh, so that's the question. So many contemporary Achrenim feel today we're all estinistas, we can't handle it, and they are matter turning on the air conditioner. So I always have this fight with my kids when it gets a little under the, oh, it's too hot, we need a guy, blah, blah, blah. I said, relax, we'll open some windows, it'll be fine. Not that it's easy to find the guy in Kern Hills anyway, but that's a different discussion. But you have to know if it's a taka stifling. You know, it has to really be stifling. It's just, you're slightly uncomfortable. Okay, roll up your sleeves and open the window, you'll be okay. Cold is cold. People get sick from the cold. That's kol chilim eitzal tzina. So it depends. If you have elderly people or people with certain issues that they can't handle the heat, it's dangerous for them. Avata, you should turn on the... I had my wife's grandmother over once. I said, how do you feel? So she told me she didn't feel, okay, good. So then we had a guy do it. Then I felt that was fine. She's a chayla. She needs to, you know, but for the rest of us, if it doesn't bother us, it should be okay. So I found over here interesting, a bunch of cute shaylas in Mesiris Moshe. Ramosha Tendler, quoting from Ramosha Feinstein, not Ramosha Tendler, from Rabbi Tendler, his son, where he quotes from Rav Moshe. Listen, Mordechai Tendler, thank you. Listen to some of these shaylas. Now, we're going to read just the questions. We're not going to do the answers in a second, just to appreciate. He writes like this. Harav Meli Melech Bluth. Meli Melech Bluth Zatzal was one of the close Talmidim of Rav Moshe. He was a Rav in Brooklyn for many, many years. So he asked the following Shaila. Shaila Rabbeinu, they asked Rav Moshe, Imutur Lemish Yeshla Ma'arechas Azaka. Anyone know what a Ma'arechas Azaka is? Just for fun? Don't feel bad because you see that little Kuf Mem Gimel? It means alarm. It's on the footnote they wrote that in also. I just didn't put it in the safer. Right? It is an alarm. Alarm goes off. This happens all the time. Your car alarm goes off. Your house alarm goes off. Right? Bechanusa, he was talking about a store alarm. Shemashmiya koil gambi beisoy. You can hear it even in the house. Shehizchal ashmiya koil b'shabbos. Umafriel ishchenim. The neighbors are getting upset. What's the justification for that? So Ramosha says, Hayimutal vakish menorchi lechvoisi b'shabbos. Can you ask a guy to turn it off on Shabbos? So let's work it out. Turning off the electricity would be a derabbanan. So now what do you have? Shvos to shvos la what? Where's the tzairich? The neighbors are going to be mad at you. Okay, maybe.
No, but the police are.
So now they tell the police to get mad at you. They give you can get a fine. If they come down enough times, you get a fine. Okay. So what is the answer? Says Rav Moshe, Veheshev Rabbeinu, She'imamish oise rash, Efshe levakish menachri, Sheze amiru letzerich oinik Shabbos. Now, I'm not sure where's oinik Shabbos. We didn't see that heter anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. I guess Rav Moshe meant that it's a tzerich harbe. It's gonna destroy everything. It's gonna ruin your whole Shabbos. It's tzerich harbe. So someone told me it was by Rabbi Ari Leibowitz for a Shabbos, and he had this shaila in his shul. Let's say you have your house alarm is going off, and there's no option with a guy; it's just you. So, is there any heter to turn the alarm off by yourself? So you got to work it out. If you assume turning off electricity is a nisad rabbana, so you got a nisad rabbana again. So, what's the heter? Covered abrius. So you're going to lose money. So they'll fine you. So you'll lose money. So I think he ended up saying maybe with a shinui, like everything else we do today with a shinui. Katan's not allowed to do it for you. He might be able to do it for himself.
Isn't it a shinoi to have a
katan? No. It might be nisa deraisa for your child to do it. For your child. Maybe someone else's child might be okay. For your child to do it, it might be nisa deraisa. Now, let's say the kid says to his father, it's so loud, I want to go to sleep, it's bothering me. So he might be able to do it himself. He might be able to do it for himself. But you might have to stop it, maybe. But to ask him to do it, it would be... I saw a guy with Shabbos.
I'm talking about like a three-year-old.
No, still us, sir. We had a share about this months. Michael, when did we have a share about this? Years ago. About allowing kids to do malacha for you.
Not so long ago.
2016. 5 years ago, Baruch Hashem. I saw the Shabbos. I was watching a guy. I was watching a guy take his little kid, pushing a button on a heater on Shabbos. I think Reb Chaim pointed out that it might be Nisar Deraisa. It might be better to ask it. It was only Nisar Rabban. Yeah, so kids in malacha. Right, then they call you. You can, you know, I'm not saying it's not a problem. I'm not belittling the severity.
Most of the laws go off after a period of time.
Oh, yeah, that's how it works?
Minutes,
I don't know.
So you got
to do it. So Ramosha was moderate. So they grabbed it in the footnote, the next place, Ramosha says, maybe you can be moderate based on the premise of Hefsa Meruba. Because I guess if the alarm is not in place, so then maybe someone will break in again. I thought the alarm would keep on going off. Who's crazy enough to go into a store when the alarm is going off? But okay. But I guess if the alarm is defective, it might be dangerous.
So it's better for you to do the machinery.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah, maybe someone else's kid might be better. If the neighbor comes in, maybe you don't have to stop the neighbor. Your kid, you'd have to stop. You have to stop.
I mean, it's like you're talking
about
like a 3-year-old.
Yeah, no. No, your kid, definitely not. That would be innocent.
Grandson. That's what
Jay's
wants to know.
How about a grandson?
Is it
a... It's a good question. We should have a share on that now.
Baruch
Hashem, that's more negeya, grandchildren. I don't remember. I think it's not as chomer as your own children. No, I don't think it's as... I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay, good. Well,
doesn't mean... No, your kid doing malacha jobs might be Nisa
Deraisa. But we're only talking about the Isser of the Rabbana.
No, that would be a violation of the Isser. Right, well, it can't be... It can't be the Deraisa if the whole Isser... Right, if you yourself can only be over the Rabbana, right? But it's a serious Avera. It's a serious violation to ask your kids to do malacha for you. Okay, let's try another Shiloh from Rav Moshe. The next Shiloh. They asked Rav Moshe, this is a great story, number two. B'Shabbos Parashas Shlach, Sipali Rabbeinu Shenichva Chelik Me'achashmal B'Bayis. Part of the electricity went out in the apartment. I think they ran in the footnote, there was a fuse. One of the fuses blew, which everyone knows that's only half of the house. V'nichva Ha'or B'Beis HaKiseh. The light went out in the bathroom. V'gam HaMezagein B'Cheder Shina. Okay, in the bedroom, the air conditioner, and the light in the bathroom. U'B'Tchila L'Ratz Rabbeinu L'Hat Ramil Akum. Rav Moshe's initial thought was no Eter Amila Nachri. Achetaina Harabanis, until the Rebbetzin got involved. So the Rebbetzin tied it to Rav Moshe. Da'aloi boim anoshim achim l'spalkan. Apparently Rav Moshe for a long time had a minion in his apartment. So other people are going to come to daven here. V'im ein or bebeis akise eichem shaloi mur golem boy. How are they going to go to the bathroom? They're not familiar with this, you know. They're not going to go to the bathroom in the dark. U'memeil is etzerech godl. So they tied it to Rav Moshe, Mela, to Tzarech Gadol. I would argue it's even covered Abrius then. It's Shalaf and covered Abrius. Ubisai Hiskim Rabbeinu, Rav Moshe agreed to his wife. The Yorda HaRabbinetz Limtzoy Goy. And she went down to find the guy, Rabbi Zev Feinstein. Ubisai Label Blank, Motzah B'Shvil Label Blank found the guy. Okay, end of the story. I guess he saw the Rebbetzin going down the steps. He said, okay, let's stop. I'll find something to get it. Okay. So that was the story with Rav Moshe. Again, I would have assumed that's... Shlus to Shlus, Letzairich, you know, Kavir Abriyas, some other Cheshbainis.
Rabbi, you thought it was only Shmuel Kamenetsky's wife who...
No. Every Rebbetzin runs the show.
But back then it was incandescent lights. So
back then it was in... That's a good question. Maybe that's where Moshe had to come on to something else. I mean, back then it was incandescent lights. So, yeah, it was definitely incandescent lights. Before 1986?
What?
Before 1986?
Yeah, Rabbi.
In apartment buildings?
What?
In apartment buildings? In apartment buildings?
In apartment buildings.
Incandescent lights in apartment buildings? I would be surprised. It's a good point. And that was an incandescent light bulb. That might be Nisa de Rice.
Rabbi, yeah? I don't know, but here's a plumber, not electrician.
What did he say?
Same thing.
Disagree?
The
fluorescence. Okay, could be. I was not born then. I'm a vatal daite to the experts. Okay, I don't know. Not sure. Let's say it was incandescent, so that would be perhaps an Nisa de Rice. So then it would be mutter. I guess you'd have to come up with another heter to be matter. It's not shvus to shvus. You'd have to come up with something else, right? Maybe that's why he was not so initial, so quick to be makeup.
Right.
Could be.
Maybe he said something.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, we got to finish these two papers in less than 10 minutes. Let's skip to number 14. Number 14 is an important halacha, Rabbi Yisai. Says the Mechaber, Choyle shenofa machmas chol yov lemishkov. Someone who's not feeling well, and because of that, he becomes bedridden. The ain boy sakana, he's not in danger. He's not in danger. He's got a bad cold, bad sinus infection. Four. Four on in Yoni Chayla B'Shabbos for 500. Yeah. In Yoni Chayla B'Shabbos, page 4. I'm just rushing because I want to finish the topic this week. So the Mechaber writes, if someone is Chayla Shanofa Machmas Cholyev L'Mishka, the ain boy sakana, he's not in danger. So what? Says the Mechaber, Oymim Leini Yehudi Lasis L'Rafua. He's allowed to ask a guy to do anything that is medicinal. You cannot ask to do Nisa Dereis, you can only ask Nisa Derabban. So this is shvus to shvus l'tzarech. What type of tzarech? Chayla, chayla what? Who's nafal l'mishkav machmas choly v'ein b'isakon? The Ramah adds, motor loyme le'en Yehudi las is tavshul l'kotin. Let's say you have a kid who's starving. The kid has nothing to eat. So you're allowed to ask a goy to cook for him. I'm assuming that the fire is already on. I don't know if the fire's not on, you're going to ask him to do Nisr D'oraisa to turn on a fire. It would be a problem with Bishlakam also, which is only Nisr D'rabbanan. Motor loyme le'en Yehudi las is tavshul l'kotin she'en l'ma loycha. Very important line. That what kids need are considered like a chodesh shein b'sakana. So let's say, for example, a kid say, we need this, we need that. It might be we get the chodesh shein b'sakana, which is motu shvus to shvus.
What age?
Oh, very good. That's what I want to get to. What age? So if you look over here, number 5b, the Or Lotzion asks this question. Ad heiza gil yesh l'katan din chodesh shein b'sakana. To what age? The kid's getting by mitzvah tomorrow. And he's saying he needs something. We're going to say shvus to shvus. So Rabbi Shaul says yes. Katan at shloish esrei shana nechshav l'chayil shem esakana. Every child until 13 is l'chayil shem esakana. V'mutter lasis b'shvilei kol mash mutter lasis l'chayil shem esakana. Shvus to shvus is mutter. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. He writes in the bottom, v'ine yesh shvatz aloy mishu katan nechshav l'chayil shem esakana. Rak atesha et esrei shana. Some people say it's only up till 9 or 10. Ach nirem estimus kol apoiskim shachol katan agit gimel shana dino ki chayil shem esakana. Not up till 13. You can even ask a guy to do a deraisa b'shvil achayla in order for the chayla. That's the third sheet in Shulchan Aruch.
So who's Or
Lotzion? Abba Shaul.
Right.
Yeah.
Hana, if you, let's say a goy makes something for this kid, and then you eat it, is that Hana? Are you
if it's doing for the kid, you'd be allowed to benefit from the leftovers. Yeah. That's a big shayla we're not going to get into now, because I let's say, for example, in a hospital, so they prepare food for the patient. And then they ask you, so how do you want your, you know, then that's a shayla of asking them to do melacha v'yom Shabbos. So you can eat their leftovers, but to ask them specifically on your behalf, that would be more problematic. Now, it's interesting, not everyone agrees to this psak. For example, if you look over here in 5C, the Nishmas Avram, he says from the Shemir Shabbos, Gachas, he writes, Sheish lahokal ad gil teisha eser. A kut is only up till 9 or 10. V'omun le'agunim Shabbos am orbach, shedayti kadasa chazinish. That he goes like the chazinish, the hainu da ad leben shtayim or shalishonim. 2 or 3. All in two or three. That's very, you got 12 and, you know, one, and then you have two or three on the other end. So I'm not sure how this plays out.
The girls till 12, guys
till 13, right? Now take a look very quickly at number 6 from the Chutzan of Nissen Karelis. He writes something which is very, very important. He says, what does it mean? That was the loss of the Shulchan Aruch. Hainu. He has pain. In a certain part of the body, he has a severe body ache in certain bodily parts. Amazing, a guy has a terrible pain in a body part, but that enables him to function. He's a chayla shem b'sakon. It's a big chiddush. Right, the guy's not bedridden. He's got terrible ankle pain, terrible knee pain. But because of that, he pasha can't do his daily activity. Severe headache, severe back pain, whatever it is. According to Nissen Karelis, that's already a chayla shem b'sakon. Then he writes, v'cheni margish shavur b'matzavei habriusai. Let's say he's depressed. But even though physically he's okay, but he's oisker, depressed, whatever it is, that is also. But next one. It doesn't mean you're actually in the bed. You overpower yourself. You push yourself. But if I use this gather sometimes. If I didn't have to do something, I'd be in the bed. So most people live their whole life like that. If they didn't have to be something, they'd be in bed, right? So it says in Nissen Karelis, let's say, for example, you feel very shvach. But you have to. You're a rabbi. You got to go to shul, right? So you're a balkar. You have to go to shul. But be'etzem, if all bets were equal, you'd be in bed right now. He holds that's a chayla nofel mishkav. You could be, that's a chayla shem b'sakana, which is mutter, shvus to shvus. Very, very important halach. So very big kid, so I want to just talk about now, with the few minutes that we have left for this sugya, is the issue that comes up very often about patients being released on Shabbos. This happens a lot. So what happens if a patient's released on Shabbos? So what do you do? So if a patient is released on Shabbos, so it really depends. If they're still considered a chayla, let's say, for example, they were not well, and now they're still recovering, so they might still be considered a chayla shein by sakana. So that's very easy. You go over to the nurse, and you ask the nurse to call a cab. I'll be a shvus to shvus. That's not a problem. So that's what the Shmir Shabbos Kachasi writes. Choyla mishtacharei b'Shabbos achri tipol b'chedvi mi'un ayim mishtacharei b'beis choylim. Ve'ini yochel agil l'bayis b'koy chois atzma. You can't get to the house on your own. Al loy alachza habeis b'muchonis ashiud nogba. Do not go in a car driven by a Jew. Avo mutu loy alachza b'muchonis shi nogba nochri. Go in a taxi that's driven by a guy. Even if you're just a chodesh emesakana, v'hushi yev shalei lishar b'mesakhoil ma'ariv, you can't stay in the hospital until the evening. V'lekavav kol tzrachov ubeis enimtza b'toich tchum, and it also has to be that you're within the tchum, which is also a big sugya. I think, if I'm not mistaken, North Shore is for sure in the tchum. I can't vouch for all the hospitals, but I'm pretty sure North Shore is considered in the tchum. So if you go to North Shore, you don't have a problem.
V'anochri gam yochel lekachas b'muchonis es hachafetzim shal mishtachara. It's in the
tomb
of Great Neck.
No, it's in the tomb of Queens also.
Because there's continuous houses.
Yeah, from Queens it is. I don't know about from five towns, but I know from Queens it's in the tomb. But
what's the
cheder miyun? I think that's the emergency room. It's the emergency. Surgery room?
Surgery
emergency. I'm confused. One of those two. Google will tell to you. So let's say, for example, a person gets released on Shabbos, so he can ask a guy to get him a cab. So he writes over, you can ask the guy, koilu gachavtsei muktzah, they can even take your muktzah. Umah toivim an hos beisacholim tiyayat cheder beisacholim asher yinita lahamten amot Shabbos. We go to the hospital, built a little wing for all those patients to stay until after Shabbos. Good luck. V'loi tishoy acholim be'etzim yoyim ha-Shabbos, and not let people out on Shabbos. It's not very practical. So what do you do then? So you ask a guy to call a cab. So now he writes an interesting, in Torah Seyelad, this is Reb Zolberstein. He writes an interesting chiddush. He says, this happens all the time. False labor. Right? How many women have gone into Shabbos with false labor? And they go in, let's say a Shabbos like this. Shabbos starts at 4:30. They go into the hospital at 4:30. And by 5, you know, by 6 o'clock, they tell you, false labor, go home. You're like, go home. There's another 50, you know, 20 hours to Shabbos. What are you going to do? Go home. So again, I don't know now, with COVID and everything, I don't think they let you stick around as much as they used to. They don't let you sit around in the hospital just floating around, but now they really are very, very particular. So he writes like this: Muberish egi lebeis choylim b'leil Shabbos. V'aroy for Omar she'ein the Kabbalah, but neisha dain lehigi is malidasa. It's too early. Hamuberish emeir she'ein musugel sishukol Shabbos al Shabbos lecheder amtana. She tells her, I am not sitting in the waiting room a whole Shabbos. Me'achav ein magish she'toyvi rosh. She doesn't feel well. Okay, she at least has a medical claim. I don't feel good. I don't. You know, I'm still 9 months pregnant. Ha'im mutal l'nsoa lebeis emnoch. Can she go home with a guy? So what's his answer? If she doesn't feel well, the kashal emoyli shor kol shabbos v'sechaylim. You tochein shemutol loylin so al beis im nachino. You can probably go home with the car service, right? Oh, what about the husband? So if you look in the footnote number 8b, he writes, what do you mean if she's not feeling well? Let's say she feels fantastic, but she says to her husband, "There's not a chance in this world I'm sitting here in a hospital." So he writes, im magisha toiv elosh loy noichlo lishor v'sechaylim ein lo lahatul in so al beis. He says, then there's no heter. Right. Let's say, for example, the place can talk about, let's say someone comes in on Friday with, they hurt their arm. And x-rays show everything is fine. Okay, now what? Now it's Friday night. Well, where's the chayla? You're fine. The x-rays show nothing's wrong. You got a little pain, your arm hurts a little bit, so maybe your chayla shem b'sakon. So he writes, if you have no justification, you can't. Ulam! In kashula ma'oilis kalela al safsalam b'chol shabbos. If it's hard to sleep on those, couches, yitachin shemutul oiloshav im noag nachri. Then maybe because that's shvus to shvus, l'tzayrich. That's already a tzayrich. Now the truth is, the driving of a car on Shabbos is not really an issa d'rabbanan. Driving a car is an issa d'raisa. So how do you get around that? So if you look at the last page, Ramosha's famous tshuva, Ramosha talks about the shayla about additional car people. So Ramosha writes, b'dovar ha'isha shetzricha lisa b'shabbos b'taxi la'hospital. So Moshe has a famous shayla. Let's say the chayla is allowed to go in the cab. What about the husband? What's the justification to have extra people there? So Moshe comes up with a cheshbon. Moshe says that he's not convinced there's any isser to drive in a car when you're not driving. Moshe says he's not sure what isser is there, because he doesn't think there's any tosefes gas used based on the weight in the car. So therefore, he says, Moshe, you're not driving, the guy's driving. So Teres says, you're telling the guy to drive. So Ramayisha thinks it's maybe chil. He thinks the chil Hashem, because you see a guy driving. You walk in the shul, you see a guy in the back seat. So Ramayisha says maybe that's the isser. So he says, but if the person is very mitztayer, they're very uncomfortable, they're very unhappy, then they would be allowed to go along with them. Anyone that makes the chayla feel better. So right. So you're gonna have to leave the money out for them. Maybe do Uber. Right. That's always the problem. That's always the problem. So I remember I had with my daughter many years ago, she fell on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so she was in the hospital the first night of Rosh Hashanah, and they finally let her out like 10 o'clock. So I was already home with my son. So my wife was in the hospital and passing all the shilas. So I told her, go to the front desk, tell the nurse to call a cab. You can't expect a little kid to stay in the hospital. She's a chayla. So she was allowed to be with me. And what do you do with all your muktzah bags? So you can ask the guy. Ask the guy to take them. And then when you get to... No, I think they say you can ask them. I think they say you can ask them. Okay, there's much more to talk about. And one of the things we didn't talk about was returning from hospitals. Why is it mutter for a husband to, let's say after the hospital's over, now the husband wants to come back. So the wife is a chayla shein by sakana. She needs to go back because she can't stay in the hospital. What's your justification? You're not a chayla. So the teretz is remoish as far. She's not going to want to go. Let's say she's a big girl. She says, I don't need you. You stay in the hospital. So what's the heter? So that's a shayla, what heter? And then the old shayla, what heterim do the hatzala members have to drive their cars back?
No, that's to return, because in case otherwise they wouldn't go back.
Nice. So shayla is there a way to kvetch that if the husband doesn't have a way back, next time he's not going to go with his wife to the hospital?
Okay.
Good luck selling that one, right? It's a very hard sell. I can't imagine any husband wouldn't go with a family member because he knows he'd be stuck in the hospital afterwards. That's a big shell with doctors. What about a doctor? A doctor, you're going to tell him the doctor could drive home after his shift, because if not, he's not going to go. Of course he's going to go. It's his job. Of course he's going to go. So Hatzala members are doing chesed. They won't go. So the truth is, I was given this share in my shul. I have a Hatzala member. He told me that in Borough Park, Williamsburg, they all have a guy now.
Right.
It's only. I don't know what the five towns also is not five towns.
Well,
I know Queens. No, we don't use a guy to drive back after the call, because Ramesh had a famous heter. Ramesh was matter all that. All
the
members
drive back.
No, the guy drives it back. Also, the guy does everything. They told me in Bar Park the guy. No. They drive it back. The guy drives it back.
What's he doing?
The guy, he's on call the whole Shabbos. He's ready.
At the hospital.
Yeah. No, when he hears the call, he's got a radio. Yeah. And when he hears the call, he goes to the hospital to meet the... And then he drives all the members back also. They're doing this in Borough Park, Williamsburg. I think Passaic, he told me. I think Baltimore is doing it this way.
Is this car in the hospital?
No, who? The guy. He somehow gets there. I don't know. But he's got his own radio. They call him. So the guy told me, you hear him on the radio talking. He's responding. That's what they're all doing now, because they don't use Ramesh's heter anymore. Again, it's a very complicated shuva for Ramesh to go through. I'm not going through it now. Here's a lot of different rayas from a Tosfos and a Rashba, and there's a Magen Avraham. I put it on the paper. It's again, I'm not here to get involved in that shaila, but again, for doctors, it's very questionable if a doctor can... I don't think any doctors do it today. I don't think doctors drive home after their shift in the hospital. They all take a cab. But the question is, would they be able to drive home? So there were paiskim. It's on the last page if you want to read on your own. There are paiskim.
He needs his car. I mean,
who, the doctor? That's all. Oh, so that's an argument that they make.
Yeah.
That's all part of his job. He needs it to come back. Right. So that might be a true. But let's say his shift is over. I mean, he's done for that. He does the night shift.
Yeah, but a lot of times you get called back. Okay.
So that's what they talk about. If you want to read on your own, Rabbi Shawai says a truth about it, and they call...
This
is all 9, 10. The rest of page 2 is all this topic.
Uh-huh.
But, okay, we're done with this. So you believe that next week, we're going to talk about back to your day. We're going to talk about not by not, trafing up your kitchen when your wife yells at you because you did the wrong thing. Believe that, we'll get to that next week, and then the week.
We didn't cover that on the
No, we never did not by not. No, we never did not by not. We did ovens and we did other things. Mr. Shem, we'll get to not by not, and then we'll have a Hanukkah, and then we'll talk about